This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Spiritual Appetizers, Small Devotional Tidbits to Stimulate the Spiritual Appetite. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Join us now as we go to the live broadcast of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us in another live episode of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast, episode 218, Sin Cannot Reign in Our Lives, Practice Such Things. The spiritual appetizer we will be using is from Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 12 through 18. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Practice such things. Turn with me now to Romans, the 6th chapter, and let's read verses 12 through 18. "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves, whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." In Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 18, we see that we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. We cannot offer ourselves to God sin-ridden. We have to take that sin out of our lives, and we have to remove it and offer ourselves to God as an instrument for His righteousness, as a tool to be used in His hand. And as long as we're practicing sin, then we cannot be that tool that God is using. In Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, it says that sin separates us from God. And so if we are continuing in sin that grace may abound, then we cannot be the tool in His hand to help Him bring people to Him. As Jesus wants us to bring people to Him, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." As long as we are practicing sin in our lives, and we're not being obedient to God, and we're being an instrument of unrighteousness instead of a tool in God's hands to bring people to Him by our lifestyle and by the way that we live, then we are separating ourselves from God. We're removing that tool from His hands. Read with me now Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 19 through 21. "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revilries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." And so if we have the works of the flesh in our life, which they are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revilries. If we have any of those things in our life and we are practicing them, in other words, we're not trying to give them up. We're not trying to add the fruit of the Spirit to our lives so that we do these things less and less. We are satisfied with practicing such things. We're living in adultery, we're living in fornication, we're living in uncleanness, lewdness, and all the other ones that are there, or any of the other ones that are there, and we're practicing them without any remorse for doing those things or trying to quit them and turn to God, repentance in our lives, then we will not inherit the kingdom of God. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Yet, if we are living in these things without repentance in our life, we are practicing them, and it is absolutely reigning in our lives. It has control. We are practicing unrighteousness. We are living in unrighteousness. We are being an instrument of unrighteousness. And sin is in control of our lives as long as we are practicing such things. Look at 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Do not love the world, because all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. If we're practicing these things in our life, then we do not love God. We love the world. And this is what he wants us to stay away from. This is what we have to get away from. All these things in Galatians chapter 5 that are the works of the flesh are worldly pursuits, such as the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. They all consist of those things, and we are not to love those things. But in practicing such things and having no remorse in our lives for sinning against God, then we love the world and not God. And we are to love God. He is to come first in every aspect of our life. We cannot practice sin and love God because sin separates us from him. Now, I understand that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. And according to John, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the truth is not in us. Practicing sin is different than occasionally messing up. Practicing sin is trying to get better at it. Why do we practice such things? Why do we practice any type of sport? We practice it with the idea of getting better at it. If I go out and I throw 100 pitches, I'm trying to get better as a pitcher. If I go out and I shoot 100 goals in soccer, I'm trying to get better at shooting goals. And so the idea of practicing sin is not repenting of it, is not changing in it. We are improving the sinful life condition in our life, not the godliness in our life. We cannot practice such things without remorse, without trying to go back to God. Now, we all have sinned, but there's a difference in occasionally messing up and doing your best not to, and practicing that sin, living in that sin, and continuing to do it over and over and over without any remorse in your life, without any godly sorrow in your life. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, the Bible says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" And so these are people that are trying to straddle the fence. They're trying to have their cake and eat it too. They want their sinful lifestyle and godliness at the same time. And so they go out and they do good things. "Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" The only problem with that is they're still practicing lawlessness. They're still practicing sin in their lives. They're not giving up the sin. They're just adding these seemingly good works to their life. And the problem with that is God doesn't want part of us. He wants all of us. He wants us to give our life to him. We cannot practice sin and godliness at the same time. Light and darkness cannot coexist together. If we try to force it together, it doesn't work. In Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, it says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? You see, if you're practicing sin, you're agreed with sin. If you're practicing godliness, then you're in agreement with God and you're living a godly life. But you can't do both at the same time. And so as long as you want sin in your life, you can't have God, because he's light and sin is darkness. And the two cannot coexist together. We have to get rid of the lawlessness. We have to get rid of the sin out of our life before we can have God. Notice with me Matthew chapter 13, verses 36 through 43. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the word, is the world. The good seed are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the fire of the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of the Father. He who has an ear, let him hear. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we've been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Practice such things. In the parable of the tares, in verse 41, the Son of Man will send out his angels and will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. In other words, those that are sinning and are practicing such things. Those that are living in fornication without ever repenting and coming out of it. Those that are adulterers. Those that are liars. That refuse to repent of lying and telling falsehood in their life. They refuse to come to God. They refuse to get away from that sin, even if they're trying to live a godly life, but they refuse to remove lying from their life. Now, that doesn't mean we can't struggle with things. We can struggle with it as long as there's a struggle. But at the point in time where there's no longer a struggle going on in your life, then those things have taken over and you have consented to practicing them and you're no longer trying to get out of it. That's the difference between someone that does sin and someone that practices sin, is they have stopped trying to live godly. A person that cusses, that doesn't care that they cuss, who goes out into the world and comes to church and sits in the pews, but goes out into the world and speaks vulgar things to people. That's practicing lawlessness. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we've been set free from sin. We cannot be set free from sin and continue in it at the same time. It can no longer reign in our lives. Practice such things. We have to stop practicing sin. We have to do our best to live the way that God wants us to live. And we have to recognize sin. We can't be ignorant to it. In Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31, truly this time of ignorance God once overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, for he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. And so we cannot be ignorant of the sins that are in our life. Because if we are, then we could be practicing sin without repenting of it in our lives and not know it. And there are a lot of people in the world today that live in that predicament because they are ignorant of God's word. They haven't put in the study necessary to know what they're doing is sinful. And there are a lot of people living in that predicament, such as people that say, I can be Christian without going to worship services. Well, no, you can't. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. The assembling of ourselves together is the worship assembly. And if we forsake it, then we are not living the way that God wants us to live. We're practicing sin when we forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. And without knowing it, there are so many people in the world that are practicing this. They're missing worship services time in and time out. And they're saying, well, I don't have to be a part of the church, of any given church, in order to go to heaven. Well, Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. if we're not going to worship God at the assembly that he has said he wants, then we are practicing lawlessness and we're ignorant of God's law. And that's a very dangerous place for us to be. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Practice such things. Practicing such things as sin in our lives. Read with me one more set of verses found in John chapter 3. And let's read verses 16 through 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has gone into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. And that's the difference between people that practice evil or practice unrighteousness and those that practice truth. Those that practice unrighteousness, they hate the light. They don't want their deeds exposed by the light. And that's what the light does. It exposes those things. If we're practicing evil, God's word exposes it. But if we're practicing truth, it also exposes that. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Practice such things. We need to stay away from evil. We need to cut it out of our lives. We need to remove it from our lives as much as we possibly can. Now, we are going to sin occasionally because we all have sin in our lives. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But don't become a person that ignores God's word because they say, well, because we are sinners, I can't do anything about it. Yes, we can. We can become better. We can study his word, and we can become better at walking in the light alongside of him, getting rid of those things in our lives. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you. So, as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you.
We thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting our website, bywaymedia.org. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.